Driven by Briggs Auto Lane and BriggsAuto.com. Get in the game.
Time to play the game.
Well, it's almost like April Fool's Day a day early, isn't it, Mitch?
Just a tad.
Corey Dean filling in here on the game with soon to be departing for sunny Florida for WrestleMania 33, Mitch the Fort Fortner. This is a big sports weekend. There's a lot of stuff going on. Final Four, WrestleMania. The countdown is on to opening day for Major League Baseball. There's a lot of things. It's a hefty list of stuff. So if you're going to try to squeeze everything in, you're going to have a busy logistical weekend. Plus, the number three college baseball team in the country is in taking on your Kansas State Wildcats starting tonight out at Toyton Family Stadium. It's just a lot of stuff.
Plan accordingly.
Yeah. So get your whatever calendar of choice is, whether it's Google or your iPhone, or start punching all this stuff in. It's going to start tonight, of course. We'll have K-State baseball for you tonight after we get done with the game here. Cats taking on number three TCU. That is going to be a tall task, and K-State's struggled of late, and it's hard to get healthy against the number three team in the country. That's the challenge for the Cats tonight. Can they right the ship against the Horned Frogs? So we'll talk a little bit of that coming up. John Kurtz will join us out from Toyton Family Stadium later in the show. We'll talk Final Four, which seems to be all anyone is talking about, whether at work or at home. Of course, multiple storylines for K-State fans. Some good, some a little close to the home. We'll hit you in the feels, so to speak, depending on who you are. So we'll get to that, but we'll start, Mitch, with last night. It was fun to be a K-State fan last night, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
So Kindred Weissman just goes bonkers in the three-point contest last night, and she doesn't win just one trophy last night, no. She wins the women's three-point contest. She wins the head-to-head shootout against the men's champ. And then I think probably the best shot of all, she buries a half-court shot to win for her squad. So it was the K-State show last night in the three-point shootout.
See, Kindred Weissman, going into that, I was trying to think of, you know, okay, Kindred's style. She likes to move with the basketball. She likes to catch the ball while she's moving without the ball and then catch and pop, not just stand there and shoot. You know, have somebody to throw a ball to you and shoot. Just with her size, she can't just stand there. She has to move. So that was kind of out of her element. Plus, I was wondering, you know, if you make it all the way to the end, you're going to shoot 100 baskets.
Right.
When does fatigue set in? And to me, I don't know if did you watch?
I watched the replay. I did not watch it live.
I watched it live, and she didn't really got tired. I don't even think she broke a sweat.
So, and then she had that stretch in the second round where it's like she missed some, but it didn't seem like she missed any. Holy cow.
She was a tease when it came to the fourth rack because it looked like in the semifinals and the finals, she got a rhythm going, did pretty good in that third rack, got to the fourth rack, she started missing a couple. And the announcer's like, maybe she's not going to run away with this. And then she makes it dramatic and makes the final shot to win the second-to-last shot to win the women's competition. And then, well, she ended up tying with Jacques from Iowa.
It won on a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Hey, it's fine. She probably would have said, tee it up, we'll shoot it again.
Well, he was ready to go.
I think so. That would have made for a good show. It's like, all right, let's do it again. Yeah, we're going to go full shootout. Yeah, and that semifinal round, which he had hit 26 points, 22 made shots, which is, I would be in the gym for a long time just to hit 22 threes, period, much less 22 out of a rack. What is that, 25 that they shoot? Because you shoot, what, five stations of five, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just crazy. Man, she's so streaky. It was like once they started going in, they went in a bunch in a row. There was just big chunks of her making a ton of shots. So that was fun to watch Kindred last night.
The coaching she's gone through, I think, helped her win that as well, because you could tell some of those ladies and even some of the guys were shooting the ball a little strangely. They didn't have your typical form, you know, having the ball a little bit to the right or to the left, depending on what hand you shoot with, and just, you know, lining the elbow up with the hand and flinging the wrist and shooting the basketball with a little bit of a hop. You know, Kindred does that. She has very good form, and that's what probably helped her win. But some of those girls and some of the guys, they shoot so weird. I mean, they're there for a reason. They can make threes.
Right.
But early on, when some of the ladies were struggling, I was like, okay, they're allowing Kendra into this next round. This could get interesting. That looked like she's going to run away with
it. I think a three-point contest is really hard just because it's not natural as far as how you play in a game. I mean, you're taking a ball off a rack, like you mentioned earlier. It's not off the bounce, no pass, no anything like that, so that's weird. You got to decide which side of your body you want to reach to get the ball from, so that's different. If you're a true jump shooter, like if you jump a bunch when you shoot, you're going to get tired because you're going to have to continue to do that over and over and over and over if the contest really goes. I've always been kind of fascinated by the three-point contest, so it was a lot of fun. So that was nice and a pretty cool thing for K-State to get that much recognition last night.
And to do the math, 25 shots, and you have 60 seconds to do it. So you have to
you gotta be moving.
Get every shot off in 2.4 seconds. Ugh. So you don't have a lot of time to mess around. So that's you're constantly grabbing and shooting.
So of anyone in the building, is there anyone in the building that in a three-point shooting contest scenario, Mitch, anyone in this building that you think makes more than eight? Eight out of 25.
Do they have more than a minute? If no, the minute's the limit,
the
that's
minute,
not happening.
In the minute. I think no. I think 100%, I would put a lot of cash on no, that no one here could even make eight, much less 22 made shots, which is just amazing. So maybe we do that. Can we do that? Can we bring back a Midnight Madness and we have the three-point shootout next season?
Sure.
We'll do that, right? K-State Athletics on? We good? Okay. Sounds good. That was fun last night. Well, we will get to a little bit more in-depth Final Four look coming up here in just a little bit. But there's a lot of stuff going on for sports-wise. So we will get to some WrestleMania, too. I saw that Mitch is already tweeting that we're going to talk about WrestleMania today. I've got to be honest, I'm probably a lot more prepared to talk about WrestleMania than just about anything else this weekend. I'm all in for WrestleMania.
SportsCenter been talking about it.
Yeah.
Jonathan Coachman has been talking about it all week.
No, ESPN has got a whole WWE section, which, by the way, is something crazy to think about compared to, growing up with wrestling when I was a kid. But ESPN's got its own WWE, subcategory on their website. They're breaking down all of the contests and giving you, little small match-by-match breakdowns of the history of the competitors and what's leading up to everything. That, to me, is a little bit mind-boggling how mainstream everything has become for wrestling, plus the fact that it's not just a day anymore. I mean, it's tonight and tomorrow and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. It's like Woodstock for wrestling fans, WrestleMania is. So it's going to go on for 5 days in Florida. How many days are you going to be there?
Three full days. Get there Saturday and leave on Tuesday.
Yeah, nice. I expect to see you on TV. Are you a sign guy? Are you taking a sign?
No way. Because I don't like to be that guy sitting behind the guy with the sign.
I'm with you on that. Do you have T-shirts all ready to go?
T-shirts ready to go.
Okay.
I won't buy any gear down there because it goes on clearance the day after.
We went last year.
Might as well get cheap.
I bought gear in Dallas. I couldn't help it. I was that guy, too. I wore it to the show.
Speaking of Dallas, Women's Final Four will start tonight. UConn playing Mississippi State, and then you have as well you have Stanford in South Carolina.
Yeah,
both South Carolina men's and women's teams made the Final Four. That's at the American Airlines Center. And for the first time in a while, they actually sold out the Final Four and in the championship game, which I think is
that's
great.
Cool.
But I was just kind of thinking about how beautiful the American Airlines Center is.
Yeah, it's a great building.
It's probably one of the most beautiful arenas I've ever seen.
The concourses alone are worth just going to see. Like the concourse around the edge. And it's so sometimes as you go up in seating level, it gets a little bit sparse. That's a good way to put it, right? You know, some of the more fancy amenities are more of the more expensive seats. It doesn't matter, American Airlines. It's really nice. I was really impressed with that facility last year in Dallas. So that'll be interesting. I just want someone to give UConn a game. Just somebody make it close.
Well, it would be interesting. I'm hoping UConn and Stanford will make the finals, but that's because the Samuelson sisters.
They'd have to play.
Yeah, they'll have to play each other.
Yeah, that would be good.
For a national title.
That would be good.
That's kind of like the, you know, K-State former head coaches could possibly play for a national title.
Yeah, that would be interesting. That would cause for a lot of crying, I think. There would be some sad folks, Mitch. I mean, some people that would be happy, but also some people that would be sad. Twitter would explode. You know that. Are you prepared for that? Like, if it's Frank Martin v. Dana Altman, K-State Twitter is going to be on fire the entire game. Plus, all the announcers, that's going to be their main story. You know, I don't know that I'm ready for that.
Speaking of announcers, last night, I couldn't get she couldn't get her name right, the last name. Her last name's Wiesman.
Right.
Wiesman.
Right. You can just keep going. It all. They'll eventually get it right.
I was trying to tweet at him. No, sir, it's W-E-E-Z hyphen.
There you go.
Man.
We're tweeting at him during the game, in case they're checking their alerts on their iPhones. Be like, oh, I'm sorry. Mitch Fortner says I've been getting that wrong. Sorry about that, Mitch. Sorry, Kindred. All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's hit up a break. When we come back, we'll talk Final Four. It gets in action, man. South Carolina Gonzaga tomorrow, 4 o'clock for tip-off of your first game, and then Oregon, North Carolina to follow. We'll look at the Final Four next. You're on the game on K-Man.